It is time to chat state politics, delving into the weird and wonderful world of Macquarie Street. And here to take us through it for another week, we are joined now by Anthony Brewster.
Good morning, Tess.
Morning. So, Aldi bag full of cash. What? Take me through it.
Operation Arrow, it's called. So the new ICAC investigation, and it's going through the revelations. It's only been going for one day. It's a six-week set of public hearings that have just started yesterday, and we've only had one day. And the revelations coming out of it are absolutely explosive. So we do have, some of the reports yesterday about an Aldi bag full of cash, $100,000, in fact.
Jeez.
Plenty of other $5,000 and $10,000 donations. And these have all been going to the Labor Party, the New South Wales Labor Party. And what ICAC's actually looking at doing is actually trying to work out where this money has come from. ICAC itself was tipped off with this one because of the Electoral Commission. And what happened before the 2015 election, state election, was that the Labor Party had a fundraising dinner in Chinatown. And then out of nowhere, all these political donations came through the Electoral Commission and disclosures were coming from the restaurant owner and some of the wait staff coming through, $5,000 and $10,000 donations coming through. And that's when the Electoral Commission thought, hang on a second, there's something wrong here.
That's shifty.
And that's what ICAC's actually going to be looking into, is whether or not the Labor Party has actually circumvented the state's electoral laws. Now, these donations are all coming, it looks like at the moment, they're all coming from property developers, and they've been banned for some time in New South Wales to actually give money to political parties. So yesterday, the $100,000 in the Audi bag, plus we also have a witness, it looks like, who actually committed suicide over the weekend as well, because he was going to be called before the commission as well. So really tragic story, awful story. This investigation looks like it's going to be a pretty big one over the next 6 weeks.
So it's just kicked off the ICAC review, has it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So yesterday was the first day set of hearings, and they only had one witness yesterday, I think one. But yeah, there's a whole list of witnesses now coming through, which has been published, and some very big and important Labor Party figures as well. People such as Sam Dastyari have been called, and he had to resign from the Labor Party and resign from politics over this type of scandal in federal parliament. So this is going to be a very big investigation with a lot of headlines to come.
So do we know potentially who some of the Labor Party players involved are, or is that something that's going to come out as the investigation goes on?
It's something that's going to come out. There's a couple of staffers that have been named so far, but in terms of the politicians, at that particular Chinese restaurant fundraiser in 2015, everybody was there. People like Bill Shorten, I think Jodie McKay was even there. So while they haven't actually been implicated yet, people like Sam Dastyari definitely has, and he will actually be questioned by the commission. But we don't really know, apart from some staffers yet, exactly who in the Labor Party is actually responsible for this. The $100,000, or the famous, now famous, Aldi shopping bag, I mean, that was handed in to ALP head office. That's the revelation that's come out of yesterday so far. So I suspect there's going to be a lot of people, quite a few people, that are going to get in quite a bit of trouble over this one.
The mental image I have of someone just waltzing into the state Labor Party headquarters with an Aldi bag with $100,000 in it is hilarious, to be honest. Just the mental image, it's so ridiculous. But yeah, I suppose here we go. This is why we have ICAC.
That's it. And normally, I mean, I was surprised by it, because normally you hear about a brown paper bag.
Yeah, we've upgraded to the Aldi one.
That's right. So, look, it's going to be a really big investigation, and it's going to come out with a lot. It looks like it's going to come out with a lot. For the life of me, I cannot understand politicians sometimes and how, or political parties, I should say, how they continue to make these mistakes. But this one looks like it's not necessarily just a mistake that's been made. It looks like there's been some people trying to seriously circumvent laws in terms of political donations. So
outside of Aldi bags full of cash, what else has been happening?
Well, interestingly enough, there's also been a federal parliamentary inquiry. A Joint Committee on Security Intelligence actually received a report from Clive Hamilton, Professor Clive Hamilton, and it actually is related to this, because that report says that Australian politicians really need greater education in terms of some of these political organisations that lobby them and also give donations and funding and so forth. The report itself said that ASIO and ASIS actually should be providing better briefings to these sort of to the politicians as well. If you look at the ICAC investigation, it's all about the Labor Party. But when you look at the wider scope of particularly Chinese political organisations lobbying politicians, aside from the Labor Party, the Liberal Party was also implicated here too, because Jonathan O'Day, who's the Speaker, was actually he was paid to actually go to China for one of the organisations as well. Now, there's nothing to say that he's done anything wrong or anything like that, but the fact that the politicians don't know and they're continuing to turn up to these fundraisers, continuing to accept money from these organisations, this report from Canberra is actually saying, well, ASIS and ASIO and the security agencies should step in and actually give better briefing to the politicians so they actually know what they're talking about. Some of the quotes out of that was talking about the politicians walking around like blind people. In reference to them, catching up with these political organisations trying to lobby them.
What do you reckon the odds are that anything will actually be acted on coming out of that report? Like, do you think we actually will see politicians being briefed on some of these organisations?
Well, the headlines will continue and the pictures keep coming up from social media. Like I said, Jonathan O'Day was pictured in China with this organisation. Jody McKay has been pictured with other organisations as well. And this is the normal course of business for politicians, to go to these types of fundraisers and to support their local cultural community and so forth. But when you get those pictures coming on social media and then being picked up by journalists and news organisations, I suspect that there will be a push to actually, I don't know what the best word is, but look, to educate the politicians on the best way to handle these organisations in the future. I mean, at the moment, they really are just walking around blind, and they don't understand the consequences of who they're actually meeting sometimes.
Well, the consequences, I think, are about to come out.
That's right.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony Brewster, taking a look at state politics for another week. What the hell is happening down on Macquarie Street?